Good evening, this is Tom Beatty. How can I help you?
Hi, is this a business?
I'm Tom Beatty. I'm a realtor in New Orleans, the French Quarter Realty.
Oh, so this is like a lawyer's office?
No, I'm sorry, it's not. I'm a real estate agent.
A real estate agent. Oh, okay. So, sir, I'm calling you from, my name is Rick. I'm calling you from Opinion Research. I'm calling you because we're conducting an opinion poll on some important issues of perceptions of residents in New Orleans. Are you native resident?
Yes.
Sorry?
I'm not a native, but I'm a resident.
Okay. Did you move in recently, like or before 2005?
After 2005.
After 2005, thank you. Do you define your racial classification as African-American black, as a white, as a Hispanic, as a Latino, as a white? Thank you. What are two characteristics that best describe what you like the most about living in New Orleans?
Food, and music.
Thank you. And this is the opposite. What are the two things that better describe what you dislike about living in New Orleans?
The crime and the political situation.
Political situation. Thank you. Okay. Overall, would you say, I'm gonna ask you how satisfied are you with certain things, and the options are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied. If your position is neutral, the next one is little satisfied or not at all satisfied, okay? For example, the first one, how satisfied are you with safety from violent crime?
I am not satisfied at all.
Not at all satisfied. How satisfied are you with the preparation public charter school students are receiving for college or careers?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. How satisfied are you with what you pay for basic utilities such as electricity and water?
Not satisfied. Not satisfied.
Not all satisfied. Thank you. How satisfied are you with equal economic opportunities for people like you?
Very unsatisfied.
Very unsatisfied. Thank you. How satisfied are you with the monthly cost for electricity and water?
The cost. What was the, wasn't there this? Oh, it was the quality. The first question. The cost is it's the cost is the third. This question. Cost is somewhat satisfied or somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied. Okay. The options that we have, it's little satisfied or not at all satisfied. So would you go with a little?
Not at all satisfied. Then.
Not at all satisfied. How satisfied are you with safety from property crime?
From property crime, not at all satisfied.
Not at all satisfied. Thank you. How satisfied are you with the availability of affordable housing?
Not at all satisfied.
Thank you. How satisfied are you with the financial ability of your family to handle a major unexpected expense?
Not at all satisfied.
Thank you. How satisfied are you with what you pay for food and household goods?
Satisfied.
Would you say very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. How satisfied are you with what you pay for housing mortgages and rent?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. The next part says, please tell me how significant to cause you stress in your life during the past year are the next things, okay? So, meeting monthly household expenses. Would you say that this is very significant, somewhat significant, neutral, not very significant, or not at all significant to cause you a stress in your life during the past year?
During the past year, somewhat
significant.
Somewhat.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Same options. How significant is for you to cause you a stress in your life during the past year, the safety of you or your family members?
Very unsatisfying.
In this case, is how significant to cause you a stress? So would you say very significant?
Oh, very significant.
Okay. How significant is for you to cause you a stress in your life during the past year, the health of you or your family members?
Not at all. Nothing. Not at all.
Not really significant. Thank you. How significant is for you to cause you a stress in your life during the past year, your job stability?
Very unsatisfied. A lot of stress.
A lot of stress. Thank you. How significant is for you to cause you a stress in your life during the past year, your ability to get around your community and the city?
Somewhat stressful.
Thank you. Now let me get your opinion if you have a lot of confidence, some confidence, or very little confidence in the mayor and city council accomplishing the following. The options are a lot of confidence, some confidence, neutral, very little confidence, or no confidence at all on creating more better paying jobs in the city.
No confidence at all.
No confidence at all. How confident are you in improving drainage to prevent flooding in neighborhoods?
Not confident at all.
Thank you. How confident are you that the quality of life improving in New Orleans in the next 3 years?
Not confident at all.
Thank you. How confident are you that they're improving the cities, the streets, and traffic lights?
Not confident at all.
Thank you. How confident are you that they're improving garbage collection in the city?
Not confident at all.
And how confident are you that they're making the city safer?
Not confident at all.
Thank you. In your opinion, do you think that the New Orleans City government is doing an excellent job, a good job, a fair job, or a poor job in spending your tax dollars wisely?
Poor job.
Thank you. Now we'd like to focus your attention on public safety in New Orleans. Would you say that you feel safer, about the same, somewhat less safe, or much less safe in your neighborhood compared to 2 years ago?
Much less safe.
Much less safe. What do you think are the factors contributing to crime the most in New Orleans? Would you say it's transportation? Would you say it's release on bail for violent crimes? Would you say it's personal family problems? Would you say it's employment opportunities? Would you say it's education opportunities? Would you say it's not enough police officer? Would you say it's lack of access to mental health or social services? Or would you say it's too many guns? Or would you say it's housing? Or would you prefer to mention another one? It's a blank space.
There's a lot going on there.
The one that is on top of your head it's fine. Well, actually, you may choose multiple.
Okay. It's multiple. It can be multiple.
Yeah.
Jobs. The availability of jobs. Stress after COVID. Lack of police officers.
I'm sorry, you said stress after COVID, and which was the last one?
Yeah, and lack of police officers.
Okay, lack of access to mental health, too many guns, and enough. Okay. Okay, thank you. I'm going to give you six things. For each of the following, tell me if you think it would be a very effective, somewhat effective, neutral, or not too effective strategy to reduce crime in New Orleans, okay? For example, how effective do you think it would be providing counseling and social services for parents and adults?
Very, very
effective.
Very confident. Very effective.
Thank you. How effective do you think it will be increasing the police presence in your community?
The what?
The police presence.
Well, police. Police presence are very effective.
Very effective. Thank you. How effective do you think it will be better coordination between criminal courts and the New Orleans Police Department to enforce sentencing?
Somewhat effective.
Somewhat effective. Thank you. How effective do you think it will be implementing a community-based citizens and police response to non-violent crimes?
Somewhat effective.
How effective do you think it will be providing more mental health, social services, and counseling for youth?
Very effective.
Thank you. How effective do you think it will be creating more opportunities for job training?
Very effective.
Thank you. And thinking about creating more options for persons to rent or buy a home in New Orleans, tell me if you think it will be a very helpful, somewhat helpful, or not too helpful strategy to create more quality affordable housing in New Orleans. For example,
very effective.
Thank you. How helpful do you think it will be creating more home ownership and financing classes? Would you say very helpful, somewhat helpful, not too helpful, or not at all helpful?
Somewhat helpful.
Somewhat. And how helpful do you think it will be to create adult co-living communities for people to live together?
Somewhat effective.
Thank you. How effective, how helpful do you think it will be build accessory dwelling units, which are a small home with a separate entrance on an existing home or property?
Very effective.
Very. Okay. How helpful do you think it will be convert vacant public schools and commercial buildings into affordable apartments or condominiums?
Very effective.
And how helpful do you think it will be build micro houses, such as tiny cottages and shipping containers, to offer affordable housing in small spaces?
Somewhat effective.
Okay, I have two statements. Please tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat agree, if your position is neutral, if somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with them, okay? There is also an option that says, I don't know, in case you said you don't know, okay? For example, the first statement says, the process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents more challenges to find affordable housing for local citizens.
Okay.
Would you
say that one again?
Sure.
Yeah, say the question again.
Yeah, the process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents more challenges to find affordable housing for local citizens.
More challenges to find local housing. Yes. Very,
would you say you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The last statement says, the process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents a loss of culture for the city.
Yes, and
would you say you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly agree?
Agree. I agree. Strongly agree.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of several elected officials. Well, it's just one and three institutions. For each one, tell me if you strongly if you approve or disapprove or neither of that to them, okay?
Okay.
For example, the Major Latoya Cantrell. Do you approve, disapprove, or neither of that?
Disapprove.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. The New Orleans Police Department. Do you approve, disapprove, or neither of that?
Neither.
Neither. Okay. The New Orleans City Council. Would you approve, disapprove, or neither?
Disapprove.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. The Sewerage and Water Board, would you say you approve, disapprove, or neither?
Disapprove.
Would you say strongly
disapprove?
Strongly, thank you. Okay. Finally, thinking about the future of New Orleans, for each of the following statements are just four. Tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree, or your position is neutral about them. The first statement says, I will encourage young people to stay in New Orleans to pursue their career and raise a family. Would you say you agree, disagree, or neither?
Disagree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next statement says, the quality of life for me and my family will improve. Would you say you agree or disagree or neither of that with this statement?
Disagree. Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. The next statement says, young people will enjoy a better quality of life better than their parents. Agree, disagree, or neither of that?
Disagree. Disagree. Strongly disagree. Strongly
Thank
disagree.
You. The next statement says, young people will leave New Orleans to find opportunity elsewhere. Do you agree, disagree, or neutral?
Strongly agree. Strongly agree.
Okay. As we conclude the survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. It's related to income. Stop me at the range which best describes your household income. Less than $35,000. From $36,000 to $50,000, from $51,000 to $74,000, from $75,000 to $99,000, or more than $100,000?
More than $100,000.
More than $100,000, thank you. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. From 18 to 30, from 31 to 49, from 50 to 60, or 61 and above?
61 and above.
61 and above, thank you. Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed or studied. Some high school graduated, some college or trade school, college graduated, or graduated or professional school?
College graduated.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
Owned.
Do you have any children under or over the age of 18 living in your household?
No. No.
No? Do you have any extended family members or non-relatives living in your household over the age of 18?
No.
What is your primary mode of transportation in New Orleans?
Automobile, my own.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, your patience. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for
thank you.
Yeah, for everything.
Right.
Have a wonderful rest of your day, sir. Thank you so much again for your
All
time.
Right.
We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye. ¿Cómo se llama cuando like in this position? ¿Qué hago? Juan Nelson. Bueno, ahorita me están pagando el shot.